Yes, it's a good morning and welcome to Unpacking. This is, of course, our third edition. The first edition was done by Dwight on Monday. And, of course, today is our third edition. This is August 19. We are in the third week. We are in the third week. You know, the first week starts and ends on the 8th, and then the second week starts on the 8th, and then ends on the 15th. Then the third week starts on the 15th, ends on the 22nd, and the fourth week starts on the 22nd, ending on the 29th. We only have 4 weeks in a month. So 52 weeks of the day, of the year. 12 months of the year and 365 days of the year. Sometimes we go for 300 and 66, depending on whether or not the year was a leap year. Yeah, so I don't even know when last was the leap year. You know, when February has the 29th. When we had the leap year, when February has 29th. All of these were decided by the Roman Emperor. All these were decided by the Roman Emperors. Who decided to change the calendar. Okay, so we are welcome. So we will start in our stories, and of course I want to encourage you to go and read the full stories, because what I'm giving you today, I'm not going to read the way I read yesterday. Because the parliamentary committee, let me just get it correctly here. Where is that story? Okay, here. Yeah. I just want to get it here. Just give me some. So the parliamentary committee has held a meeting in Oshakati. The parliamentary standing committee on economy is going on with my technology today is very slow. What is going on today with my technology? It's very, very slow. Okay. So it's a parliamentary committee on economy, public administration, and industry. So they are conducting, they were in Oshana region, and they were tasked to conduct something like a hearing where they address the issue of whether or not the laws that are the existing laws are protecting the families and the individuals from money lenders. And Ipumbu Shimi is one of the members in that parliamentary standing committee, who is a former finance minister. Because there is a high concern on rising debts and the way money is being collected. So, they want to determine whether the credit and lending, companies and policies, especially lending companies, are regulated properly. Are they deducting fairly, or is it unfair deduction, or are they milking us? So, this is So this is a serious concern. Where home loan cost is very high. This is a parliamentary standing committee on economy, industry, and public planning. So, and they are conducting a hearing. They just want to hear from the people on the ground whether or not the existing laws are protecting them enough from money lenders, and even money lenders themselves, are they regulated, or are they milking the borrowers? So, the housing or the rising household debts, the Namibians owe billions of dollars. I think it was estimated to between 2 and 3 billion dollars that Namibians own. And 90% of that goes to, fulfilling household responsibilities. Last year, I was so moved last year on Christmas. It was on Christmas Day, and I had a knock on my door in the morning. Not really in the morning, because I came here, and by 11 I was done. So I came home and we were busy just making some lunch, when somebody came at the gate and was hello, hello, okay. Then we went to him. And then he said, he asked the question, do you offer loans? And he was having already papers in his hands, you know, ready. I was so moved that this person could have been under pressure. You know, the person could have been under pressure to get money. And so that he may either people want Christmas or other, you know, family related responsibilities. And the person is walking around looking for loan, asking if there is anybody that offers, you know, cash loan there. Cash loan is a good business because it is quick. You get your money immediately. What needs to be done is to be regulated because the cost of borrowing has become very high. Some are even 40%. Some are 50%. So there is no one that is regulating. In fact, some that are reasonable, at least, they are 15%. Especially the shops, where you take your item and then you get the money. You take the money back and you got your item back. So that to me is better. It's a little bit reasonable than to get lend to borrow at 35%. Because if you borrow 1,000, you are going to return 1,350. And if people are 40%, you are going to pay back 1.4. Now, many people have borrowed from more than two cash loans. And now you are going to pay 70% because you are paying 35% here and 35% there. So at the end of the day, you end up just remaining with a $500 in your account. And then the trap that is on borrowing is you get money, yes, immediately. That's the only benefit. The rest is struggle to pay back and, you know. So the Parliamentary Standing Committee on Economy, Industry and public planning is conducting this hearing in Oshana region. And people are there giving their views on what needs to be done. And they want to go and report back to Parliament what their findings are, and that is then going to determine whether or not the laws should change. That can only change to registered cash loans or registered money lenders. That can only change to when it comes to registered money lenders. And they are the ones that are going to be regulated, but unregistered one, there are many. Anybody has a cash loan, and there are many but they are not registered. And those ones might be the ones that will have problems. Because people don't even understand the cost of the economy. They don't even understand the percentage. Somebody will just come and say 40%. How did you arrive to 40%? And sometimes it's also security that I'm giving you 40%. You bring the money because you know somebody cannot be trusted just because they given their ID. So the other people are suggesting Abel Mazira is an expert in financial systems. He's suggesting that money lenders should look at the payslip and check if the person has exceeded more than his income. That person must not get that loan because he will not be able to afford to pay. But Namibians, all in all, owe up to 3 billion Namibian dollars to money lenders. The country itself also owes money. Now, what makes people owe money? What pushes a person to go to cash loans or to any money lender? What is that? Sometimes is family, you know, family pressure. The pressure of from family that you are supposed to contribute. You guys are in Windhoek, and all the time when there is a funeral, you don't contribute. And this person will be forced to go to cash loan to prove that he can contribute. Or sometimes family asking beyond what the person is able financially. And the problem with family is that there is so much entitlement in family that makes it difficult for the other person to survive or and makes it easier for him to plunge into debt. The person can plunge into debt because of family entitlement. It is very high. And in family, there is also what I will even say, family judiciary system, where you are permanently judged by your ability and or inability. The family judiciary system is mercilessly judging people by their ability or inability. So you are a good person because of what you can, how much you are able to find and how quick you are able to do that. And this raises a competition among family members, you know, to sort of compete for that validation. And family validation is based on what you are able to do or what you are not able to do. So at the end of the day, you are forced to find the money and give it because you want your grandmother to at least say something different from what she always says. Or you want your mother or your father or your parent, your aunt or your uncle to say something different from what she always says about you. Because the word I do not have is not acceptable. In family, the word I don't have is unacceptable. It must just be, no, I will send now. That is only the word that, you know, family people can accept. When I used to have a small business in the north of sound, I used to render services to funerals and weddings. And when I go for to render the services, there is always a meeting after the funeral. Sometimes there is a meeting, and because sometimes I'm offered transport by the clients, so I would wait for them to go into that meeting, and sometimes I'll be forced to be part of that meeting, you know. And in one of the particular meeting, family meeting, the young people were called by elders, and they were being, it was like a sermon where say, you, why don't you contribute to funerals? And the person stood up and said, look, I don't contribute because I don't have. And they were interrogating the person, how did you come here from Windhoek to where? How did you come? And it was an interrogation. It was not a meeting to find solution. It was a meeting where elders have decided you don't contribute and you need to be brought to book. So it is mostly in families, people do not ask for solutions. They interrogate and then they intimidate and threaten. This type of threats and intimidation is what forces young men and young ladies or young women to get into debts, of which or out of which these elders are not even able to lift a finger to assist these young people out of the debt. They are pushed into by family, because family is entitled 100% to whatever whoever makes. We are going for a short break. Then we'll be right back to continue on this issue that is being investigated by the Parliamentary Standing Committee on Economy and Industry. We want to dissect what leads people into cash loans.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Simon, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
All right. So, the issue, you know, money lending business is a business. Just like any other business, it just needs to be properly regulated so that people can have fair, you know, people can have fair rates. The rates must be just be reasonable. Otherwise, money lending is a business just like other businesses. It just needs to be regulated properly. But what we see when it comes to borrowing money, most of the reason why people go to borrow money is not because they really need the money or they are really desperately in a problem. It is just because they are under pressure and you just want to solve the problem and, you know, stop the fight, family fight. So this young man, there were two young men, and there was a young man and a young lady that were being, you know, under serious interrogation by elders, to the point that one elder stood up and made a threat. And when I was taken back by a client, I spoke to them and said, look, those threats that the elder made there, those are not good threats. Because you are breaking the morale of young people. Some will do out of fear of that threat. But some will never contribute at all again. You will never see them again. You will never see them again in family. That's why family things are not always, you know, in order. Because some people who are bold enough, they will not even go for money lending. I mean, they will not even go for cash loan. They will stand up. Out there, stand there, their ground and say, no, if I don't have money, I don't have. I cannot be forced to have what I don't have. So if I don't have, I don't have. So, but those that are not as strong, they will all be forced to go for cash loan. And by the end of the day, this person's salary is no longer able to sustain them. They plunge into debt. And they end up not having anything or not even building themselves anymore. So, the way black tax is constructed, the black tax is constructed on pillars of entitlement. Black tax is established on pillars of entitlement. The family is entitled, the family is expectant, and the family is anticipant. The family, because when a young man starts working, that's economy. What we are talking about here is bread and butter. When a young man starts working, what happens when they hear that, okay, that you know, that blind boy of Ndeutapo, that Ndeutapo, that blind boy is now a teacher. when the people and family hear that, the first thing they will do is send me his number. That is the first response you will hear from an elder or whoever. That, send me his number. And you will be bothered until you send the Otapa's number. You will not rest. Because the Otapa is now becoming a second. He will now become a refugee camp. An economic refugee camp. And people will start to anticipate and expect something from him. And people are entitled to the Otapa's money. And if he fails to do that, the first time he gives the money, that money is appreciated really. The second time he does that, he creates an anticipation. The third time he does that, he creates expectation. And then the fourth time he does that, he creates entitlement. And then he fails to do that the fifth time. And then he creates resentment. You know, people will start to resent him. And to avoid resentment, this person will be forced to continue giving money. But how many people in the family will you give money every month? Because the problem now is that you raise a bar, the expectations become very high, higher than what you are earning. The entitlement becomes big, bigger than the sum that comes into your account every month as a salary. Then you raise competition between your parents. If you gave mom 1,000, dad will need 2,000. Or if you gave dad 1,000, mom will need more. I even heard some people being told, apparently, there is money for labor pain. You need to pay for that. You need to pay for labor pain. And parents are doing this. I didn't know. And they don't know that they are facilitating high blood pressure and cardiovascular chronic illnesses in their children and cutting their lives short. So, we don't know what Parliament will come up with, but the issue is not money lenders. It's not whether or not the laws that are existing are protecting borrowers from lenders. I think borrower and lender agreement, in as much as it needs to be regulated, for me, I don't think it's the issue. I think we need to look at the cause. What pushes people to money lenders? Because that is the final and the last result. What does that? We need to look at the cause, because now we are looking at the issue, the problem. So we are only going to come up with laws to regulate the problem, to make the problem maybe, to make it more smoother. But we need to deal with the what, the cause of borrowing, not the cost. Before we deal with the cost, let's deal with the cause. What is the cause of borrowing? Because if we find out what the cause of borrowing is, the cost will be easy to deal with. If we find out what the cause is, the cost will be easy to deal with. So, then we also find out that, you know, you regulate, we don't want unregistered money lenders. We only kept you to say your you need to justify through NAMFISA or any, you know, agency that regulates that. Why did you arrive to 40% interest? What did you look at? What is your interest? Why did you come up with 40% interest? Why? So, why 40% interest? And then the government comes up with a cap to say you borrow money or you lend money, but the interest in Namibia of lending, of the retaining money is 20% or 25%. The interest of lending money is 20% or 25%. That is the interest. So if you are found charging higher than that, you will be penalized. I don't know whether it can be done in a free market economy. Whether whether or not, you know, the government can do that. So what makes people borrow is what needs to be dealt with. Is it the salaries that are not enough? Or is it family pressure? And sometimes it's not even about family. Sometimes it's girlfriend and relationship allowances that makes people to borrow. Because nowadays, keeping a relationship, you need to be financially strong. Otherwise, you will be dumped because you are broke. You don't have money. So you will be dumped and they'll go for better pockets because these relationships of nowadays are pocket-driven relationships. Without money, you cannot have a girl or vice versa, especially with girls now, because we have what we call slay queenism, that some people are slay queens. They survive on that, on people's money. Well, that one cannot be regulated, because that one is it's a willing buyer, willing seller. So that one cannot be regulated. So in 12 minutes to 7, that's the time here, and we are dealing with the issue of borrowing. And I just want to lay everything out so that when I open the lines, I will open the lines once, and then you can contribute to the program You can also have all these points from the stories. So the cost of borrowing should not be the problem. What should be the problem is the cause of borrowing. The government must investigate the cause of borrowing. Then when they come to the cost, they will know what to do. Because more or less we can say lending, because if you are charged 35%, that's just 350. Or some shops, they charge 15%. You know, and so forth. So that is the price, depending on some 10%, maybe banks. We don't know how much interest banks charge. But the cost is not the issue. The issue is the cause of borrowing. What causes borrowing? People will be forced because you bring 1.5, the person wanted 4,000 because the person wanted to buy a wig or some Brazilian whatever. So the person has a wig and they want to be going to want, they only choose certain saloons for plating. So you will keep borrowing money to maintain somebody's body. And then at the end of the day, you cannot build yourself a room because the money that you are supposed to buy bricks and buy cement are going back to cash loan. You are paying back the money. So 90% of young people that are working are trapped in this cash loan. And it's not only about boys, about a boy child or men. It's also about women. They are also in cash loans because they also need to be, they are also under pressure. The demand for you to look presentable, the demand for you to look, proper, is higher than what you can afford, higher than affordability. So people just go and borrow money just because they want to buy clothes or they want to buy. In fact, some are borrowing money because they want to buy food, electricity, and petrol. So they go and borrow because they want to buy food. Petrol, of course, petrol has become expensive too. Another statistical findings were just 3 months ago. It was said that Namibians are not borrowing to invest in properties. Namibians are borrowing to be able to buy food or groceries. That's how dire the situation is. So what leads to that is the economy. It is the economy that is actually small. This is the Parliamentary Standing Committee on Economy. Industry or industrial development and public planning. So, I think they were supposed to look at their economy, because this is a standing committee on economy. Does this economy, or is this economy really able to sustain everyone? Is this economy able to sustain or carry everyone? Because people are now borrowing to buy food. They are not borrowing to invest in property and in assets. They are borrowing money to buy food. They are borrowing money to fill up their tanks, their vehicle tanks. They are borrowing money for funerals and so forth. We are not borrowing money to say, okay, let me borrow 10,000 so I can open a unit trust account at this bank and where I can be keeping the money. They are borrowing 10,000 so that 10,000 can go to funerals and weddings. Or you are borrowing 2,000 to go and pay back the 2.6 because you want to buy food. So that now speaks to the economy. Whether or not this economy is able to sustain everyone. Our economy is very small. And you see, that's why we are still on South Africa's breast. We are an economic sucking baby. That if South Africa, if somebody comes, maybe from the opposition in South Africa, and decides we are dumping Namibia, Namibian economy will crash, if not die. So, and that now comes to the benefit of multipolarity. Because when the world is multipolar, you can be in an economic relationship with any other country, and not just limited to South Africa. Namibia will say, what if we make the yuan or the pound as our economic denominator? We link ourselves to the pound, to the British pound, or to the US dollar. When you do that, you will need to then be careful that then you'll be forced to dance to every tune of the country to whose currency your currency is pegged. So you'll be forced to a certain extent to dance to their tune. That's a disadvantage of that. You'll be forced to dance to their tune. But all in all, as we conclude with this story, we say that the issue is not the cost of the cost of loan, the cost of borrowing money, The issue is the cause. Let the Parliamentary Standing Committee on Economic, Industrial Development and Planning, Public Planning, find out what is causing the borrowing, mass borrowing. And then when they come to the cost, they will know that maybe the government needs around 2 billion to set everyone free from that. Because people are sinking in debt. That's the reality. People are sinking in debt. And they will come to the point where they are not able to pay. They will come to the point where they are not able to pay. So, that is what is going on. And most young people's names are already handed over to debt collecting companies or debt collectors. And some, their names are already handed over to, they are handed over to ITC, so they are already, disqualified as clients. They cannot borrow money in future. I even heard that there was an old person that was made to sign TN Mobile Wi-Fi, and that Wi-Fi was never installed, and that person is now locked into debt. Because the even parastatals like TN, you call them to say, guys, I have lost my job, so please, I'm no longer able to pay. That they will still accumulate that debt until you are called by debt collector, handed over to ITC. I heard the person that did that, that informed the company that he was no longer working. So let them come, let them stop the Wi-Fi. And up to now, he still owes that Wi-Fi. Yeah, so it's those things. All right, we go for a short break. Then we come back. It's 1 minute past the hour of 7 o'clock. We still have 2 hours together.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Simon, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the I.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Okay, we come back, and before we get into our second story, Zambia has conducted election that started on Thursday. And by Friday night, counting was called off because there were some violence in some, you know, provinces and theft of ballot papers. But ballot papers were found, and the counting resumed, and it seems that the incumbent president won the second term. Hakainde Hichilema won the second term, and is now, you know, in power for the second time up to 2031. Because Zambian elections are conducted after 6 years. So Hakainde Hichilema has won with over 2 million, and his competitor is over 1 million. And there were 8 million registered votes, with, of course, 5 million, over 5 million voters voted, votes that were cast. So, that is what happened in Zambia. Zambia has been one of those countries that have set a good example when it comes to electoral electoral policy. Zambia is one of the matured, you know, democracies in Africa, because of their strong electoral, you know, policy. But political intimidation in Zambia is very common. Political intimidation in Zambia is very common, but despite that, Zambia still emerges, you know, victorious. We say victorious because the elections do not produce, or do not, the aftermath of election do not spark, you know, civil unrest. So, except around 1997, when the president, the former president by then, Kenneth Kaunda, was arrested by the then president, Frederick Chiluba. So, it is, but of course, after some deliberation with some elders in SADC, the president Kaunda was released. You know, that time it was, of course, I think Julius Nyerere, Robert Mugabe, and you know, President Sam Nujoma were one of those elders, you know, that spoke to Chiluba to say, you are arresting an icon of African liberation. You are embarrassing our liberation, you know, struggle, history, and the legacy thereof. Please, whatever it is can be solved without having come to this point. Okay. We move on. Now, SADC is tired. SADC is very tired. of SADC is tired of exporting raw materials. SADC wants to industrialize and to process raw materials into finished products. So, the 46th summit of SADC was held in South Africa. And Cyril Ramaphosa was the one that was, of course, who welcomed the delegation. So, he said, by confirming Elias Magasi or Mukhosi, he said that SADC is just not a forum of meetings. SADC should not just be a forum of meetings, but it's time for them to deliberate ways on how they can industrialize. So, they want to work on practical implementation of industrialization. And he's saying that SADC continue to import raw material. And raw materials and also import goods that can be manufactured locally. There are many speakers who also echoed the same sentiments, like Emerson Mnangagwa, who is the current chairperson of SADC, that this is the inherited raw materials. It's our heritage, but we are exporting it raw. Instead of becoming a competitive, industrial power, we are depending on external partners and developers to develop this raw material. The SADC economy grew only by 3.5% in 2025. And only the intra-trade within SADC was only at 20%. So, what is that? So SADC is saying we need to put a stop to exporting or importing goods that can be produced locally. SADC can produce cotton, and SADC can produce wool. How is it that SADC cannot make a blanket? Of course, blankets are made in South Africa. South Africa really inherited that industrial power. South Africa inherited that industrial power just because when the black government took over, certain industrial capacities were halted. But still, there are certain industrial capacities and power that was retained. Because the white population in South Africa are still intact. They are still economically intact. We have a lot of assembling plants in South Africa, a lot of industries and so on. So South Africa is able to lead as a role model to many countries in SADC because of that industrial capacity that South Africa still has. But the countries like Zimbabwe, they are also coming. They are manufacturing their own, you know, especially Zimbabwe is busy with lithium. Zimbabwe, Zambia, these countries are also into pharmaceuticals. They are also manufacturing pharmaceuticals. I think in Namibia we also have a company that manufactures medicine. We are going for a short break and then we come back to continue.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
All right. We are back. It is 17 minutes past the hour of 7 o'clock. We are here. This is our second last hour. And we are looking at SADC tired of being a raw material exporter. And, you know, countries are showing interest. Like what America is doing now, America is showing interest in Namibian oil sector. And many are saying, America, nope. Be careful of America. Everybody is warned to be careful of America because of one or two things that happened, you know, elsewhere. But I don't think we need to look at this issue. We need to look at America in a stereotype way. Because if we stereotype America, we will miss the bigger picture. Let me take you to history, because most of you are forgetful. In the early 70s, you know, America is how you deal with them. Because if it was not for America, countries like Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and United Arab Emirates and so forth, they would not have been rich countries today. Because it is America that had the expertise on how to extract that oil and process it. So America is a good role player when it comes to development. It's a key development partner. Inasmuch as America is a key devastator and the destroyer of countries. But America at the same time is a key development partner. It just depends on how you deal with America. You are quick to forget that it is America that funded mass immunization in Africa, especially in the 90s, through the World Health Organization, and so forth. So, I think it was 1989, we were the first children that were immunized by, there were three or four, you know, diseases that time. It was meningitis, it was tetanus, it was measles, and it was polio. So, we were the first children to have been immunized in 1989. I still have that mark up to now. 1989 and 1990, respectively. Because no other country could fund single-handedly, you know, global immunization. So America is a key development partner. Now, let me also take you to history. America played a very major role. You know that Namibia is now among the 24 countries that have reached 95% HIV. I don't know whether it is cure or control. There is a term they use. And that was achieved thanks to the United States of America, what they started doing with Namibia in the 2000s. You see, people were dying of HIV here in Namibia. HIV was killing. But today when you are talking about HIV, it's like you are talking about a calf. That you just get a calf syrup and that's it. Nobody dies of HIV AIDS now in Namibia like people used to die before. And that is thanks to America. So, if we stereotype America, and because of what happened in Libya and other countries, we are going to miss the bigger picture. The bigger picture is how you negotiate with America. You know what Saudi Arabia did? Some of you don't even know what Saudi Arabia is. There is no country called Saudi Arabia. There was no country called Saudi Arabia until the late 1940s. Saudi Arabian king met in the Suez Canal in a ship with the American president. I think he was, if I'm not mistaken, it was Harry Truman. So, they made a deal to say, okay, America, you are looking for oil. Fine. We have the oil that you want. Just do one thing for us. You know what we want? We want to rule forever. You know? We want to rule forever. Just give us Arabia. let it be Saudi Arabia. The word Saudi is a family name. So Saudi is a family name of the Saudi dynasty. And then it became Arabia of the Saudis. It's a family entity. America agreed to that. Is America getting oil from Saudi Arabia? Yes. They are having deals there. Saudi Arabia is one of our, you know, partners of America in the Middle East. Is Saudi Arabia rich from oil? Yes. They have their own company called Aramco that is running their oil. Did America bomb Saudi Arabia and what? No. What? Why? Because there is an agreement between America and Saudi Arabia which is binding. America cannot jeopardize that. So America is how you negotiate with them. So if Namibia becomes smart enough, we will be the richest country in Africa through America. We'll be the richest country, most stable country in Africa through what? Through America. It just depends on how we negotiate with the Americans. So as with the Chinese and anybody else. So we shouldn't stereotype America. And talk about, of course, there are a lot of conspiracies and allegations and stereotypes which are true, most of them, about what Americans have done to other countries. That cannot be denied. But that does not end there. There is a bigger picture. And we go for a bigger picture. We are not Libyans. We are not Libya. Netumbo Ndaitwa is not Netumbo Gaddafi. Or it's not Netumbo Saddam. Or it's not Netumbo Maduro. Whatever happened between America and Saddam and America and Maduro and America and Gaddafi has nothing to do with Namibia. Namibia can create her own conditions of negotiation which America can agree to, and they can have good partnership with America. Look, when you are dumped by a boyfriend, does it mean all men should shun you just because your first relationship failed? No. Simon is not David. Whatever happened between you and David remains between you and David. So if Simon comes and he's looking, you agree on those terms with Simon. If you start to look at Simon as David, then that means you will never have a relationship. Because you are going to judge every man using the lens of David. Or you are going to judge every lady looking at Katrina. Because Katrina's behavior that led to the breaking of your relationship, that does not mean every lady is like that. So whatever happened between you and the other person doesn't affect the next person. And don't copy and paste your problem into the next relationship. So, it is how SADC will negotiate with external partners that will determine whether or not SADC will be industrialized and will continue to be stable. I can tell you that SADC has the capacity to become the most industrialized, you know, African subcontinent. SADC has that capacity. Because number one, SADC is stable. Stability is an economic enabler. Because investors can easily trust to come and do business or to come and invest in SADC than West Africa. West Africa is large when it comes to population, but West Africa is not stable. So, West Africa.
What's not to love about USAVE's special mid-August combo? For just 219 Namibian dollars, you can get 5 bags of essential foods, 2.5 kilos of Champion Super Maize Meal, 5 kilos Bokomo Fit Cook Flour, 2 kilogram Nice Rice, 1 kilo selected Grande Pasta, and 2 kilograms Marathon Sugar. That's just 219 Namibian dollars for 5 bags of essential products. Yes, we all save at USAVE.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
All right.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
All right, so SADC is a very stable. SADC is a very stable subcontinent. No chaos, nothing. Mozambique was in chaos. Mozambique is quiet now. So it is very easy for SADC to get into chaos, and SADC can solve their chaos because they are not used to violence. But if chaos erupts now in any country in West Africa, you will see that will not be solved. Because West Africa is very fragile. Just like North Africa is. Though North Africa really also has economic, big, huge economic potentials. You have countries like Morocco and Tunisia and Egypt. You know, you have countries like Eritrea and Djibouti that are very stable. But The stability of North Africa cannot be compared to that of SADC. This one is guaranteed. The stability of SADC is like water. It's like sea water in Swakopmund. You sleep, you wake up, water is there. There's no way you can talk about sea as perennial or non-perennial. When you are talking about perennial or non-perennial, don't even include the ocean. The ocean is beyond that. That's how, you know, trustworthy the stability of SADC is. And it is easy for investors to say they will come to SADC because of that stability. So SADC really has a potential. And if the leaders are serious, really, with their deliberation at the 46th SADC summit, if they are really serious with what they are proposing, then we can say that we are on a right path as far as industrialization or the quest to industrialize. This now takes us to the story of yesterday, when we're talking about Bank of Namibia, you know, answer when it comes to the peg, you know, the pegging of the Namibian dollar to the South African economy. SADC has a potential to industrialize because SADC is very stable. Now, elections are done in Zambia. This is now, elections were announced yesterday, I think. So today is 19. You will never hear peri peri. You see, the only countries that were a bit problematic, it is Zimbabwe and Tanzania when it comes to elections in SADC. Those ones are the ones that really are problematic when it comes to. But the rest of the countries, you see, there were elections in Namibia. And IPC's Itula and LPM's Bernard Swartboy took the Electoral Commission to court. And we know the outcome. And after the outcome, what happened? Swartboy and Itula did not bring peri-peri. In fact, they brought milk. Everyone is drinking milk now. That's how you can trust SADC. In fact, there were allegations of elections being rigged in 2020. The 2019 elections. They went to court and you know the outcome. Itula did not mobilize an army. He made a statement that he respected the outcome of the court and it ended there. Because even opposition in SADC, they have the mentality of stability. So the mentality of stability is in opposition, except Zimbabwe and Tanzania. That's where we have a bit of a problem. But the rest of SADC, there is a very major potential for SADC to be an industrial hub. If leaders of SADC are really serious with what they are proposing, SADC can be an industrial African subcontinent. Because stability itself is an economic enabler. So if we start to say, look, you guys have wool, is it Karakul or that produces, wool? Let's put that wool, let's bring it here. Let's make blankets. The only problem that I see is that we already want to make perfect stuff, high quality stuff. No, let's start with low quality. The Chinese started low. The Chinese started low. We used to laugh at made in China in the 90s. We were laughing at the things that were made in China. Today, get into a Chinese shop now. You see high quality stuff. If you go to Chinatown now, you will see there are high quality stuff because China has industrialized. They have gotten there. But they are still saying they are still developing country. So they are not putting themselves to say we are developing. We are developed. They say we are developing. It's a process. Other countries that are so-called developed, they are not at the level of China when it comes to industrial capacity. But they put themselves there as developed countries. You see? So, it is what we do. It's not what we say. Because we are good at talking about the walk. And we are not walking about the talk. That's a problem. The only problem we have in SADC or in Africa is talking about the walk and not walking about the talk. If we can walk about the talk, if only we can walk and talk later, then I can tell you that there will be nothing compared to SADC. Nothing in Africa. Number one, we have the most industrialized fishing sector in SADC. The highly industrialized fishing sector is in SADC. I can even say the highly industrialized beef sector is also in SADC. Now you are adding oil that is coming. Maybe when it comes to industrialized oil sector, we can talk about Nigeria and other West African countries. But still, SADC is the best. SADC is the best. In fact, we have top countries in SADC that have countries that have road connectivity.
Kaluno katutu kepena no kahwadika mbapila opo udidike.
Yo sinango ndo ni fendera yo mbonu ngo mbonu mbosho. Yo upo mono ngo ngacha mono koma fe mbadue ka no yo. Mosimaro amo mosimaro asimbera asi ke pangelo asi peñano. Mona de sina na na ngiro pa no pili fanga ndo esimo proga opo.
I fendera ye gumbo komvura nengo kandingo shokomvura. Nzono ohai ikombelewa, nzono ifendera. To fendere shashitorongi fejara, pejajerero. Yuejara, omo ashikerero talivuro kumono okathiringa kukwatera pombele wanjia. Shoshu imaru wa mzono ohai ukirira kombelewa ushirongo.
kala nokuendela pamwe noprograma kutha mosha onemba yeshivo kumanda afi yotitano okudja pomulongo ongula fiyo petata lomulongo nambali.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
So SADC can be major because the countries that have road networks here, the proper, when we are talking about proper road networks, most of these countries will be found in SADC. Proper, you know, port infrastructure. When you are talking about proper port in infrastructure, you are talking about Namibia and South Africa. Maybe the only country that can compete with Namibia or in South Africa is Morocco and Egypt. The rest, no. So when you are talking about, or maybe countries like this, Eurocentric ones, like you know, Madagascar, but these ones are islands, Seychelles and Mauritius. But when you are talking about countries that have proper port infrastructure, proper road network, you are talking about SADC. With highly industrialized and sophisticated I'm exaggerating now. You know, highly sophisticated fish industry. You are talking about Namibia, South Africa. Highly industrialized beef industry. You are talking about SADC. Now you add raw material. And then you add oil there. Guys, if our leaders are serious and they implement, you need to fire certain people from government for you to implement this type of. In fact, if you want to accelerate industrialization, you need to fire certain technocrats. Because the mentality of sitting on government project must die. And it can only die when the culprits are identified and taken off. You know, for God to have reached, or for certain people, for people in Israel to have reached Canaan, a certain generation had to die in the desert. Because as long as that a generation was alive, there was no Canaan for the new generation. So if governments want to move, or if Namibian government wants to move to a point of a developed economy, a certain generation needs to die out of a government structure. Because as long as those guys are technocrats, as long as some people are CEOs, there will be no going forward. So you need to create a desert where a certain generation of technocrats need to die in so that the new generation can move to a next dimension, a next dispensation of development. Otherwise, we will be stuck here, not because we are not able, but because we have a wrong generation. So you need the Joshuas and the Caleb, not the Moses and Aaron. They are good, but they are not fit for the promised land. They must die in the desert. So only if our leaders can walk the talk, if they are able to walk what they are talking about, then I can guarantee you. The reason why I'm stressing this point, it is starting to be boring now in your ears, but I just want to make you understand how serious this summit is supposed to be. It is not a summit where people come and they want to scratch their backs. It's a summit where honest truth need to be spoken, to be pointed to say, Angola, you are stretching Namibia. Take care of your Nyaneka tribe or Mwila tribe. In fact, tomorrow we are going to talk about it. So, take care of your people. And then Zimbabwe is also called to order. South Africa must be called to order. It must be an honest meeting where certain leaders must come out of that meeting. They must refuse to drink coffee if there will be a tea break. But the truth has been spoken to say, guys, we cannot move to industrialization because of the mentality that Namibia has in this or that. This mentality, if it is not dealt with, we will be stuck here. So Namibia, it's either you come on board or we leave you behind. There is no change without truth. There is no transformation or change without truth. Because for you to change, you must hear the truth. And that truth must compel you to change. If not, you will be stuck in the way of you, in your way of doing things. So it is up to the governments of SADC to start walking the talk. We start walking, let's go. Then we walk. And then when we arrive at a certain point, then that's when we start talking about our journey. That, oh, we took off from here to here. And then we walk again. Now, Africa is talking about the journey they have not walked. So, Africa is talking about the journey they did not yet walk. That is the problem. But, you know, involve countries like America. Bring them on board. Say, America, we want this from you. And we are going to give you this. It's an exchange. Other countries did it, and they are getting what they want. Because America is not just a superpower in military. America is a superpower in intellectual capacity, in industrial capacity. So, America can bring expertise to SADC. And within 5 years, you might not recognize SADC. But that will depend on how negotiations are made and the conditions thereof. So America is not as only a superpower in nuclear bombs and whatever. They are superpowers in industrial capacity. They are superpowers in intellectual capacity. They have human resource or human resources that they can deploy. It's just about how we negotiate. If we were able to work together with America for us to reach a 95% HIV control, which means we can work together with America for us to reach a 90% industrial power or industrial capacity. That is possible. And it is good that the Namibian, the ambassador, the American ambassador to Namibia is keen with working together with Namibia. So it just depends on how the government of Namibia is going to negotiate with the Americans. That is just what will determine the outcome as to whether or not we are going to work together better or worse. It's not really about America. It's a two-way thing. It's about how you negotiate. And America will have a binding agreement with Namibia to say, we have agreed with Namibia and we are getting this from Namibia. And before you know, the Namibian economy has grown. Just like we have grown, we were dying when it comes to HIV here. We were dying. I can tell you the story. You know, people used to come from Windhoek, from Walvis Bay, especially those people from in the Ovamboland area. They come from the Walvis Bay already dead. And when they reach home, they start getting sick and the neighbors are accused of witchcraft. The same. People come from from Windhoek. They go with their cars to the village in Katima there and then they are sick because they are already dead in Windhoek. And then parents are accused. Apparently, if you go to Katima with a car, you will not come back. It was HIV. That's why you will never hear those stories again. You don't hear them. Why? Because we have reached 95%. So parents were accused of witchcraft by children who were already walking dead from Walvis Bay, from Windhoek, from elsewhere. You know, you come from Walvis Bay or Swakopmund, you go into Kunene or Chechekwa, and then you die. And then a poor Himba elder there is accused of witchcraft when you were already dead in Swakopmund. Because people did not realize that they have come a new kid on the block called HIV or AIDS, acquired immunodeficiency syndrome. Didn't you know that there is a new kid on the block? And in fact, even witch doctors. You see a nice, clean lady from Swakopmund. You say, no, we need to do some rituals. You didn't know that you were acquiring, it killed even witch doctors, HIV. So, they helped themselves on people that were already, you know, infected. And they contracted. They died. Witch doctors. With all spiritual power. So that's how deadly HIV was. But now we are talking about a 95%, one of the countries in the world, among 24 countries that have reached that. 24 out of 100 and what? maybe over maybe 200 countries. That's not, you want to tell me that's not an achievement? And you want to tell me that we cannot draw an example from there, that this is a model of working together with America? So if we could work together with America to reach to that level, then we can work together with America to reach industrial level, 95%. We can do that. It just depends on how our parents, or in fact, it just depends on how the president and cabinet and the entire government will negotiate with America. In the 2000s, we said to America, please help us. And America came in. They sent peace corps. They conducted village to village, you know, HIV campaigns. I was part of that when I was a child, when I was a small boy in school. My future is my choice, all those things. They helped the fan clubs. I was in fan clubs in school. So those things helped. We have intermingled with a lot of American peace corps for HIV. So if we could achieve that, that means we can negotiate with the Chinese using a true, not this politically manufactured so-called win-win situation that is not working. We need to come up with a true win-win situation. We need to define what a win is to us. We need to redefine that win-win. It was started by President Gengob. Let's improve it. Let's say what Gengob did was good. It's a foundation, but let's improve it. It's a win-win situation. What is a win-win situation? How do we win? And how do we call it a win? Not this thing of, some people who are now saying we need to have 100% benefit, 100% share. How do you do that? That's not negotiation. Or 50% share. You didn't bring in machinery. You didn't bring in anything. And you already want to have a 50% share. That's why Dr. Itula also said, nope, that's not possible. But if we negotiate properly, even if we start with like a 10%, and that 10% we keep it, we don't spend it. We keep it there, and next year we say 20. We are buying 10 more percent, and now we have 20%. And the other year we say we are buying more 10%. We have now 30%. And then we keep climbing. That's how other countries did it. You don't jump from, you don't just jump and say it's 50%. That's not economically, you know, logical. Not a person that understands economics can do that. I mean, I don't understand economics that much, but somebody with economic, somebody who is economically sound will tell you that that is impossible. You can only do that when you have machineries, when you have human capacity. Human resource. You have capacity to. That's when you can come up with a 50-50, because you are equal in terms of power. You also have machinery. You have the capital. You have, you know, human resource, then you can say 50-50. But if you don't have machinery, you don't have capital, you don't have human resource, how do you say you want 50%, shareholder? start with the 10% and climb wisely. Start with the 10%, climb wisely. Before you know, you have a 40%. And before you know, you have a 50%. And then, until you buy ownership completely. That's how it works. I'm sure that the former Deputy Prime Minister, Natangwa Isete, is calling for 50%, shareholding in minings and other raw material. That is impossible, sir. We start little by little and slowly but surely, wisely. 0832-888-401, that's the number in studio. Whatever brand of expired wine that I drank today, I want to continue drinking it. But what we need to do is we need to start walking. We have spoken for a long time. It's time to walk. You know, when we were used to propose girls, we used to think that it's all about sweet talking them. But I came to realize that it's not just about sweet talk, it's about action. Your action must be louder than your words. Morning.
Yes, Sir Francis.
Yes.
Good morning.
Mr. Kwedi. Morning, sir. Yes.
The thing is like this. And all the restrictions are very clear, and, you know, it's up to us, after all. People are perishing, not because, just simply because they don't have the will to exist as a generation until next generation. They just perish because they don't have the wisdom, the knowledge, wisdom and understanding to understand how things work. That is the Bible tells you like that, very clearly. Now, what is the issue here? Because we don't have not the knowledge when it come about, when we talk about what is going on. We know it, but the economy is spoken in a language, ne? That we, in a foreign language, and we lost in the what? In a translation, ne? But if you really understand what is economy, then we will just, and this thing, you are not going to read it in any book. If it is there, it's tested that only the genius can come across it. To say, when you understand what is economy, you will only understand two things or three. The study of lack and the abundance of a natural resource. You have to ask yourself, who lack the natural resources and who have the abundant natural resources? When you answer that question, now you can now talk. Now, if you ask Africa, what does Africa lack? We lack the wisdom and understanding how to tend the natural resources in a what? In a finished like product, for instance, ne? In a manufacturing or something. But Africa did not lack resources. But when you ask who lack the natural resources As we are saying now, if you look at how they got the global economy operate, is the other side of the global, is my neighbor. Ne? Now, that's why you find, but who has the expertise and knowledge and technology is my neighbor again. So if that is a mathematics, that's why you are finding that. There is no, in some country, has no uranium, diamond, what, all those things that you are talking about. But they have university that teach knowledge how to mine. You understand? Then the second phase of economy, you need to understand what is a market economy. What is market? It's a what? It's a question of, it's a position of demand, supply and demand, consumption and producer, consumer and suppliers and the producer. Then you need now to understand, ask yourself, which side of the market are you? Yeah? That's why you are going to understand that majority of the people, the poor and African country, they are on the consumer side. While my neighbor, they are what? The rich and what? They are on the supply. Why do you see what it is, if you ask yourself deeply this simple question, what is the ultimate goal of the supplier? Is monopoly of the market? Is monopoly and profit? Simple. What is monopoly and profit? Is the control, the dependency. Ne? But what motivate monopoly? You are going to understand that it's greedy. Ufukurume bosa. Ufukurume. What ufuruma uvarashiki? It gives birth to exploitation, exclusion. How you are going to do that? You need a divide and rule tactic, like leadership. And what that is, and divide the exploitation and the exclusion, and divide and rule. What does it mean? That is what you call colonialism and apartheid. If you understand this mathematics, my brother, and everybody up to there, you are going to see that, my friend, you need to understand life, the dualism existence of life. But there are these two things that are competing to each other. Those who are from ancient philosophy, you understand it from what you call yin and yang. In some translation, they will tell, what those who are religious and what, they will tell you, is God and Satan, devil and hell. Ne? So, this is the same language we are talking about. But it's only spoken in a different language by a different person. But it communicates to you the same thing. When you talk of the Americans, my brother, America, o shirongo shashita nakucha, umpando anakushepa. When you understand this philosophy, you understand that this person is the devil and the angel at the same time. You understand? So, when you go in the literature, you go to Gaddafi, he tells you that, look, these guys, they can create disease and the antidote at the same time and sold you the antidote as a solution. When you talk of this, my brother, you talk of this of HIV and what, I can agree with you. But for us who are from the colonization class, my dear, we tell you, when you go in American preamble, which is the Constitution, it says all people are created equal with unalienable rights in pursuit of happiness. You understand? But if you understand it in the context that I tell you now, you think everything which is read, what that's why when you start thinking yourself as a person, because if it's your country, if you start, if you at a certain level, you wanted to pursue the same public value that the Americans are telling you, you are saying, you are end up in the war with them. That is where the situation with Iran. That is where the situation in Iraq and Libya. Why? Because, see, when we talk of the market, then we talk of economy in the market, it only tells you the one thing, greedy, monopoly, and profit. Then all that thing, it born what? It born of the desire or greediness, or, you know, it's an akuchi or hegemony. You understand? That's a hegemony. What is a hegemony? It's when you want to be the police of the world and the boss of everybody. That's where you need to understand it, to say, when in life, social way, pay, the whole story of America and how you live now, not only Americans, all the big nations. So you must go Kawambo, those who have the story of Kakona Kanahori. That story, when you get it, then you are going to understand Kucha. Americans are, and whoever, superpower, because the stories tell you that there was a husband and wife in their house. They have no children. But you will understand the responsibility of the house, the cattle, the field, and everything, the responsibility. Now, one day the daddy went in the forest, and they went to, like, for grazing and what. He find a child. Then he brought the child in the house. Then wow. Then that child, the problem, it was a adoring and, you know, very charming child. But there was only one fundamental problem with the child, which is Ogania Kakuta. The child, you cannot satisfy that child. You know? Until such a time, it doesn't matter how much you are giving the child is just eating. Now, there was a point where the child grown up and started looking after animals. Every day, the child end up eating everything until it finished all the everything in Kujani, Kombo, everything in the house. Then what? It end up eating the parents, you know? That is the story of Kakona Kanahori. That's why when you see the end result here, whatever the relationship that you see, you are in, you are what, it leading you to where? Ne? To extension.
Right.
If you are saying I'm lying, you need to understand that the land that you call American today, America today, they were indigenous people. What happened to them? The country that you see, Argentina, you see it's very white, but that country belonged to indigenous people in that land, and they were black. Where are they? So we cannot be here try to play political deception, thinking we are solving the problem. This is what Fanon says. It's a buffer class. endangarati monjira yoku yakome nenge manguruko nende monjira yosef what antu nende the people, the law, the institutions that you call that that are seen as a buffer, you know, buffer laws, buffer class people, buffer what? Law, buffer institution. If you really want to move as a society, my brother, more or less, you must get try to find the meaning of what I'm saying here.
All right, thank you very much. 083-238-4801. That's a views. That's his views. Those are his views. You can also bring yours. And we continue. 083-238-4801. Yes.
Yes, morning, Charlie France.
Morning.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Yes. Fine. Let's begin with the parliamentary committee on the economic and the other issue. I think when it comes to the what's Michael Lender, I think it's the it appears there's a very big opportunity there for people to organize themselves and register those entities, those establishments, and then they start operating in accordance with the law. And it means that they have got a lot of clients, customers in that area. So those who are not regulated and perhaps like they refer to in the what shack loan or whatever, that's what they call. And those are the ones who are just doing it in the street. But there are those who are also perhaps charging more, which is not required, which are also registered. Because the most ones who are registered are the ones who are actually charging more, higher interest rates. So if they can compete with those shark loans or whatever they call it, and are not also regulated, not even registered. So maybe it's an opportunity for people who want to get into the financial service to do their thing. Now, I don't know how this will stop. Huh? Are you still hearing me?
Yes.
Okay, so but in terms of striking deal with other people, because when I was listening to the Francis, let me call you later.
Okay. Let's continue. It's 24 minutes past the hour of 8 o'clock. We still have ample time. We still have ample time. So, I hear that story of Kako Nakanaholo, but the story is like this. In fact, the parents had children. There were two tatas that were looking after cattle, and then they found a boy at in a field eating some insects there. And then they took him. Another person was saying, "Look, you like taking? It could be. It might not have been a child. This one, maybe something else." Say, "No, it's a child. Let's just take him." Say, "Okay, you take him to your house." So when the thing became ugly, the man ran away. Because when the person went to look after Ketu, when he goes, then they run away because they realize, no, this cannot be a human. They ran away to the neighbor, then the neighbor said, my friend, didn't I tell you? I told you, please don't bring for us. Just go run around, just go and hide in some of the forest there. Then when Kakona arrived, he found two donkeys there. He ate them all, eating all the chickens, including the dogs and the pigs, eat everything. Then he went to the neighbors looking for his people. And then he came, Bambuletu, what happened? No, they did not. We did not see them. Maybe you can follow them. Maybe you can follow their... The guy followed them up to the forest. He found them climbing on a tree. And he said, my friend, you know what to do. So, I want one person. So, he made the last born fell from the tree. The guy ate the last born up. And then he said again, my friend, bring. Don't waste time. Until all the children were eaten up, and then the wife, and then now the guy was the only one. And then he said, my friend, you come down. I'm still hungry. You are the one that brought me from the forest. So, no, Inokutan, you didn't. I gave you my wife, my children, and everything. Now you want. While he was talking, he was on the ground and he got eaten up. That was the end of the story. Yeah, so the Bible also says, I think it is Matthew chapter 7, verse 25, says, do not give your holy things or your important things to pigs, because they will come back and rent you into pieces. What does that mean? There are people, no matter how you try to be good with them, they are always not having good intentions. That's what Qued is trying to communicate here. That there are people that are not having good intentions, no matter how good you try to become, no matter how kind you are to them. You open your house for them, they come into your bedroom. You see? So, because you have given your holy things to swells and to swines and your pearls to swines, and they have come to rent you into pieces. That's a warning from the Bible. 083-288-401, that's the number in studio. We are approaching half. This is the second last hour.
Need some help with the groceries this month? Then YouSave has a competition that is just for you. Every Friday between 1 and 2 p.m., Eagle FM will be giving away a $500 YouSave voucher. To stand a chance of winning the $500 YouSave voucher, all you have to do is follow Eagle FM Namibia on Facebook, X, and Instagram, and be on the lookout for the weekly competition question. YouSave, where good food costs less.
Limonenea kulolo internet yendelela, toitulirwa moshari. Ove, tohupi fanatango shimaruashi fike pe dola dana mibio maa veja varin no mafele eja tano. Okujame fikula tete la aguste fia mama fika jomilongo na tuwa September. Itoka pulo ufuto shimeruwa shonumba okutulirwa mwea kulolo engenge oele shangifo kontrakta keshe yo Peratus Fiber ile Skyfi. Oto tulirwa mwea kulolo lipelo internet. Kupifa fia pedra dana mibio mao veja avalino mafele eja tano. Omeumbo ilo mongeshefa ea kulo only nongushu. Talela po peratus.africa/Namibia. Nde toli shangifa nena. Always prepare.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the I.
All right, 28 minutes to 28 minutes to 9 o'clock. I'll be out of here. Do you think we can negotiate with America or any other superpower country the way we did to achieve 95% HIV? Whether it is HIV control. If we are 95%, which means we are having only 5% problem of HIV. And I heard that scientists are now able to cut HIV apparently from the cells. How they are doing that, nobody knows that. That's BBC. So, are we able to negotiate with the Americans for them to improve our industrial capacity? That is the story. And today we only dealt with two stories. One story is a borrowing. I was expecting Mr. Kwedhi to get into the issue of borrowing. But he's a Pan-Africanist. So he's apparently from the decolonized class. So he came to warn people with using a scenario of the story of Kakoana Kanaholo. That sometimes you can be good and kind to somebody, but that does not change the intention. It's like somebody that took a snake, found the snake freezing. Snake was frozen, complete frozen in the snow. The person took it and then, put it on the fire. And as soon as the snake started to get warmth and gained consciousness and then gained, power and strength, the snake started charging to a woman's hand. Charging to a woman and beat her. She died. Because biting is in the nature of the snake. So there was a snake and a tortoise. They wanted, they agreed that, okay, they need to cross.
Yeah, I'm back.
Yes, round up.
I'm a round up.
Yes, we're rounding up, then you are distracted.
Oh, okay. So let me then round up with this. This other story of America trading and what. So when I was listening to the feedback and the speech of the leaders, is it the Botswana president was now giving a feedback on their summit. The summit, those state members who met lesson 3 in Durban, South Africa. So their concern is that it's about now intra-trading. That's the concept that they are using. Before we even talk of America, America should be secondary. And all this other one, there's nothing wrong with you getting into negotiation and bilateral agreement or whatever agreement. But first, you must start within here. And then when the project that he was narrating unto, they are really massive. And one can see that there is a good prospect in terms of economic growth, social development, and all these other things. They have got very good plan. So the question was, why is it that with all these plans and has been in place, those agendas, and the implementation is a problem? Of course, when you listen to him, the president, Botswana, oh, it's very enticing. One can really see that we have got hope, not necessarily depending on those outside countries there, but within the African state. So I think it's a good prospect. We just need to enhance and take opportunity. Like I said, there are opportunities for you people to organize yourself and start giving financial service to the people. So thank you very much, Franz.
Thank you, Franz.
Good.
Thank you. Okay, so the snake and the tortoise agreed because they need to cross. The snake also needed transport to cross to the other side. And then the tortoise said, but snake, you are going to bite me. That's your problem. He says, no, how can I bite the only transport? Because if you bite me, I will die and we will drown. You will also die. The snake agreed, so I will not bite. So when they were in the midst of the water, they were in the midst of the water crossing the river. The snake bit the tortoise. Bam. The tortoise said, snake, you have just bit me. You just bit me. And snake say, it is in my nature. And they all drowned. So, a snake will never be a fish. That's the argument Kwedi is trying to explain to you that, fine, a snake will never be a fish. Well, morning.
Yes, hello, Franz.
Yes.
Hey, Franz, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm okay, man.
Yes.
Yeah, so I'm going to know if I got your number. I'm fine, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Dr. Franz, I want to start with the sort of growing. Because the thing which we are heading is very, very disturbing our mind. Just imagine you are having a calling to us coming even like around 4 o'clock. That will do the officer workers and the 8 o'clock is going home. Because he's trying to avoid the workplace law. Yeah, people to come to office because you are giving, when you are taking a loan, you give your detail everything when you are working. So when people are showing up, you are nowhere to be found. So we are going to the extreme of, I think, somehow, where we are ending up really at a stage, maybe people even to resign because of what? Yes, so. And I think what we need is a finance education plan. Finance education, we are not doing much. And when we are talking about even school, they never told us this thing that this is what you have to spend in your money. If you know that you cannot afford your salary, you cannot accommodate, leave it. Because the thing which we are finding ourselves today is that as we are living in the life of what? How can I put it? Life of our things which are not belong to you. Things which are unknown. Because remember, even like a cell phone, what you call that when you are buying a cell phone on the credit? Yeah.
We are installment. Living on credit
life. Yeah, in installment life. Because now we are buying phone, the phone is on the credit, the sofa is on credit, the TV which you are watching is on credit, the car which you are driving is on credit, even petrol sometimes is on credit. Because remember, they are bank which are giving you what, the account which you can use as long as they deduct you when come the salary, maybe small percentage. So I think our life is really, and that is life our government is telling us to. Because if you look at there are people who are already getting a good salary, but some of us, we are just getting a salary to accommodate our what stomach, not to for saving up. We just imagine now, friends, if you go to the shop today, let them say you want to buy a grocery, you cannot fill up a trolley. That I'm telling you. Even two plastic is already above 2,000. Just imagine now if you're having a top score costing you what? 150. I'm talking about the 10 kg. So if you are living 2 or 4, that 10 kg can reach a month. But just imagine if you are living in the house where you are accommodating even your brother and sister's kids. Do you think you are able to sustain that salary which you are getting? With electricity bill which is costing 120, if you are buying like a 400 something, you are only getting 100 something units, which is not even reaching 2 months. No, Master Franz, I think now it's a hard time. This parliamentary committee, not only to give us information, but to do something. Something needs to be done. Because we cannot continue this way. And this is what people a lot of people who even are suiciding, are people who are working. But just imagine we are living in the country where people, a lot of people are not working. They don't have any income. So I think it's a hard time for them not to consider the what the loan asking a lot of people. Because remember one thing, that me, if I'm struggling, I can come to Master France. And Master France is able to put up a new percentage with his offering me to pay back. Because my situation is so bad, I can take up whatever France is suggesting. And that moment, the government doesn't know. It's just between us, isn't it? And they cannot stop it. I think they can do it at maybe just one hour registered. But seriously, at the black market, you cannot stop anything. Anything can happen. And that's the problem. I think if they can come up with suggestions, maybe they have to look up to the salary structure. We need to have a category. Just like the way CEO are getting more than 200 something a month. So why we have Hudson who's getting even, 6,000, some are getting 18, some are getting 21. Some are getting above that. Engineers the same. But we're having also engineers who are getting less than that. So I think we have to come up with a structure of salary. Where if you are saying, teacher, doesn't matter if you are working public or you are working at a private, this is what your salary scale is supposed to be. If you are engineer working for public or private, this is what your structure. If you are law, it's the same. Because what we have here, that's why a lot of people, the competent people are running away from government, because the government is not offering the exclusive nice package when it comes to salaries, like a private. And that's why I think even the nurses are running away from the public hospital. I'm afraid something needs to be done. This is too much, I think. It's torturing, really, people who are working. You are working, but you are not really earning a decent salary. You cannot even think of a holiday. Like, okay, the next holiday, maybe I need to go to Etosha. You cannot afford. Then you have to tell me I cannot be depressed. I was depressed when I'm going to work. Because I know this only may be to maintain me. But what about to like life which I expected to believe, to live what I even to fulfill my dream? You cannot. Because you are living in the life of credit. Anyway, Master Flans, I want to touch the second topic.
Yes.
Yeah, the second topic is when you guys are talking about if you can negotiate with America. Yes, we can. Because remember one thing, man. America is already brutal when it comes to our leadership. Because remember one thing, if you go to history, which I'm learning, it's only that they are brutal when you, maybe they are asking something that you don't want, mostly. But this is just the same way with the Chinese are doing. The Chinese are sidelining with our leaders. And who is suffering at the end of that is our people. But I prefer the not the majority to suffer for one person. This is what is happening. The Chinese are kind of parasite. Which you think they are doing the mostly, because now they come with a good method of what building structures, which we don't have. Road, you talk about building, and so on. But if you look, they are wages, which they are paying people, which we are complaining about it now. That's why I am saying we are living in credit, because a lot of people can not afford their salary.
Yeah, but you and you also black, what about black to black? Are the black to black, black who are employing your fellow black, are you better than the Chinese or the Americans?
They are even worse.
So the one that should be a parasite there is us, because we parasite our fellow, brothers.
Yeah. That is true, what you are saying. And that's what I'm saying. Things need to be done, because now look, there are people who, but I'm telling you, only the rich people, black rich people cannot pay you. A poor person can pay you, my friend. I'm telling you, a person who is struggling will tell you, no, come next week, maybe I don't have money now, I'll give you half what I have. I'll pay you the remaining. But I'm telling you, a rich person, black rich person, it's better to spend a lot of money in fighting in court instead of paying you. We know. We know them, and we see a lot of them doing that, especially in Namibia. But I'm telling you, I think somehow we move away from what leader of how we live, wish to live as a human being. Because remember now, we are having even family who are able to what, to have a medical card for the dog. But you cannot, somebody who's sick, a grandmother who's sick in that side, or a kid need what, a surgery. He'll tell you that he doesn't have money, but he's paying medical aid for the dog. You see now. I think somehow, the more educated you are getting educated, the more foolish you can become, maybe. I'll put it that way. Because I see too many people who are well off. They only spend their money what, in funeral. Maybe that is a trend which you're heading now. My friend, at the funeral, this guy can spend a lot of money. But when a person is alive, need the medical attention, he will tell you that no way to be found even. But when his person is passed on, he will tell you, don't touch the coffin. I'll buy the coffin. I'll buy the what? The cow to be slaughtered. He will do everything. And you wonder why we are doing this to our women fellowship. But the problem here, which I see, American, we can negotiate with Americans because there are so many beautiful American people they done to us. Which we can mention, you talk about HIV, which we're talking about, but when I was even growing up out of school also, these drugs, it was no way to be found because we used to have TAD or something, which is talking about the drugs awareness. But today, my friend, everybody, every neighborhood is selling drugs. Hmm? Where you are having a law enforcement who's even telling the what? The guys, the drug dealers, that, yes, people are coming to that side. Your neighbor is the one who reports you. That's why today, when you are even, they are talking about, you have to have a community, what, policing, whatever. People are scared. Because the moment you go to report there, they would, before even you leave the station, France was here, reporting you. Huh? Then yeah. What do you think that this drug dealer is going to do with you?
They will come and summarize you or edit you.
Yeah. I'm telling you, you'll be an example of others. Not to do it. It's what I'm telling you with Ambassador in France. There are a lot of things we need to take care of Namibia. Small, they look small, but they are the symbol. They are the most disturbing of our life. When you are talking about even like the way we are living, I'm telling you, just imagine somebody going to office at 4 o'clock. Eh? Showing up 4 o'clock to finish because of trying to hide it because of the case loan.
So he's going to knock off what time? 8?
8 o'clock, huh?
Or 9.
Everybody's coming in and the guy is already gone. Then you look at his work, the work is already a bit done. As a supervisor, what are you going to say about that person?
No, you allow him. You say, okay, the more he works in the night, if he works in the night, let him continue. And the person is afraid, he's running away from... Oh, hi.
We are laughing about this situation, my friend. Okay, that's my friend. Let me give you... Somebody will come with the first minute.
Thank you.
All right.
It is becoming serious. Say, guys, can I be coming in from 4 and I work the whole night? And when you come and check the day, the work is done, everything is in a proper place. As a supervisor, what you do? You keep quiet. Because the person but sometimes also people are in cantankerous relationship. You know, some people are in cantankerous relationship. Or relationships. So they will opt to come and work at 4 in the afternoon and they work the whole night because it is better to spend the night in the office than to spend a night in a karatagoma at home. So we should not always blame, but this issue of borrowing is good. I think the government must just look at the cause. what is causing people to borrow? It's an economy that is not growing. It's an economy that is not diversifying. It's opportunities that are not, you know, because people don't, there are no greener pastures anymore. You leave your company thinking that you are going for green pastures. Eh, arriving there, you find the pastures are yellow or black. You start thinking. That's why for me, for me, leaving work maybe is when I'm tired. I just want to go and rest. Not necessarily saying greener pasture. Maybe another opportunity to grow in certain aspects that have nothing to do with, you know, big fat check or big salary. What? Those things to me are secondary. You know, they are secondary. To me, it's not really a priority. I can settle with what I have. Maybe what can make me move is maybe an opportunity to grow in a different aspect, in certain knowledge, maybe experience. Yes, not necessarily to say greener pasture. Even where I am now, I have never negotiated or sit in a meeting, and the meeting is there for me to discuss salary increment. That has never happened, and that will never happen. It's because that to me is a secondary thing. The primary thing to me is experience. To me, experience is primary. It's very key. I need to know. I need to have practical experience of something. Then money comes later. But the moment you put money as a primary priority, then you become a slave. That's why you see somebody with a master's degree, you want a master's degree. You come to a master's degree, you want a PhD. Now you have a PhD. Now you want what? You keep wanting. You keep wanting because money does not settle. There are people that have been in every company. You know, journalists that have been in every media house. What are they looking for? Is they put money ahead. Because experience will always grow. Experience does not need you to change places. It just needs you to adjust your dimensions, your intellectual dimension. Then a new experience enters. But salary will drive you from one corner to the other. Apparently, you are looking for greener pasture. Just to get there, it is green, bitter pastures. Because not every grass that is green is sweet grass. Well, not every green leaf is vegetable. Hey. You get into green pasture. It's green, it's true. It's green. But it is bitter pasture. You will eat and spit out. So what have you done to yourself? You've made yourself. So I have people that I know, and I ask them, guys, how many greener pastures are you looking for? How many greener pastures are you looking for? I'm hearing you looking for greener pastures everywhere. Didn't you find a greener pasture? Didn't you tell me that? That was more greener than where you were before. Ah, no, I found another offer. It's a better offer. You keep chasing after offers. Because the problem is not the amount sometimes the problem is contentment. So the parliamentary standing committee need to look at the cause of the cause of borrowing before they look at the cost of borrowing. So here is where we leave it. Here is where we leave it, and let's meet again tomorrow. I'm going to type my stuff today, so that tomorrow we have a very in-depth discussion. Please don't change the frequency. Stay tuned for the rest of the programming.